The first set you see is a brochure from the Mount Pleasant Community Team, which was established around 1974. As you peruse the brochure, you will notice that it avoids any specific diagnoses such as schizophrenia, manic depression, or psychosis. This was not that unusual for the time. I vividly remember a group I was in at Health Sciences around 1973 when the head psychiatrist casually told a patient that he suffered from schizophrenia. The room fell silent as if he'd pronounced a death sentence. The generic term mental illness is mentioned in the brochure, but only once. The first aim of the brochure lists as, quote, to keep people with emotional problems at home in the community, thus preventing recurrent hospitalization, end of quote, which was consistent with Cummings' Vancouver plan. The mandate for the mental health teams is still the serious mentally ill, but now includes substance abuse, which was always the case with the clients we saw at the Strathcona Mental Health Team due to the downtown Eastside area in which we were situated. The mandate has often been criticized for being too narrow, but my rebuttal is that unlike most of the other community mental health movements in North America, in the early 70s, we did not abandon the serious mentally ill when they were discharged from hospital. That movement was referred to as deinstitutionalization, and much has been written about the problems it created. In Strathcona, we saw our job as providing counseling, visiting clients under bridges if necessary, assisting clients in crises, finding accommodation, going to their home or hotel room to deliver medications if they did not come to the team, working with other community agencies who also assisted our clients, and so forth. Group therapy does not include encounter groups, but rather special interest or education groups that provide information about mental illness to clients or to relatives of clients, as well as other topics. All teams have an active occupational therapy component, which was not mentioned in the Vancouver plan. Cummings suggested that this role could be filled by hospital daycare programs, which were prevalent in the early 70s but are not around now. The main thrust of treatment is, wherever possible, to establish a therapeutic relationship between the client and the therapist or treatment team. And this can be brought about by many of the strategies outlined by Cumming in the Vancouver plan. Medications are still commonly used, although now there is a much wider variety than was the case in the early 70s. Around 2000, the community mental health teams lost their independence and were incorporated into the health authorities that were established throughout British Columbia for financial reasons. A few years later, the teams were renamed Community Mental Health and Addiction Teams.